April 9th, 2006, Germany.
Yesterday, we were discussing about Uddhava, who is the most prominent in Jadu family, Jadu. So he went to Nandavan, Vrindavan. He was thinking that Krishna is here in Mathura. He has come from Mathura, from Vrindavan. But when he reached there and saw first glance of Braja, oh, Krishna is fully here, totally here. Partly in Mathura. And then he told Nanda Baba that we are very fortunate. Because there were no words to tell really. If anyone weeps for their parents, they weep. But if anyone weep for Krishna, Supreme Lord, really he is fortunate. So he told Nanda Baba, really you are fortunate. That Krishna is not only your son, but he is a Supreme Lord of Lords. Kindly has come in your house. Then Nanda Baba became very emotional. Oh, I knew that with the association of Krishna you have now become you are so much knowledgeable. What I see, really, your teeth up is still not done. You are totally, you don't know nothing. Uddhava began to think, what mistake I have done? Oh, in this world, I am most suffer. And to whom you are telling? Very fortunate. Why you told me fortunate? I am most unfortunate. Up till now I used to know that Krishna is my son. But now I have that Krishna is Supreme Lord. I am lost. I could not maintain him. I could not give love and affection to him. How wretched myself. Only one Dharma's father, and that was Dasarath. Ram went to forest and he told, Ram, Ram, and left his body. Why am I not giving up my body? My body is made of thunderbolt. How, what should I do? And thus, whole life, he was waiting and waiting. Then, Uddhava realized, I cannot pacify. What to tell Mother Yashoda? Even Nanda Baba I can. And Yashoda Ma, love and affection for Krishna was more and more. Thus whole night it went waiting and here. In the morning, Uddhava went to a kund, that is now kund, Krishna kund, took bath, did on him, and at once he saw a trick Uddhav carried for the forest of Kadamba trees, and in which he saw some gopis, and they were talking. Oh, why a chariot has come, same chariot that accrued, not accrued, but crude. Hitikala, most beloved Krishna. And Krishna is now so far away. Why again came that chariot? Another gopi told, because in Indian system, Vedic system, after 13 days, some special thing is given to the dead person. So, it has been sent from Mathura, Krishna, that they should go and bring thing, what thing? Hritpinda. Hritpinda means heart, because all are dead there. So easily, so many hearts will be achieved, then it will give him to. Oh, but why the golden chariot? Golden chariot how? Another thought. Do you know that now Krishna is king of Madhupuri? And he has sent to pacify his father and mother and Brajavasis, to show that I am sending servant, himself not coming to pacify. He has sent servant, now he is king. And his servant has come by golden chariot. Uddhav saw that I have done mistake. Why I came in golden chariot? Then any gopi told, why this Shyam is coming towards us? We have no relation. If think Krishna thinks relation, but not prominent. Blood relation cannot be given up. Krishna cannot forget his father mother, because he came from father mother. So why he is coming? Perhaps he has forgotten the way. He should go to Nand Baba house, not here. There was a relation, and independent that we were thinking that Krishna is my most beloved, and gopis were also thinking Krishna is my most. But now it has gone. But he cannot deny his father-mother relation. But why he is not going there, he is coming here. Then another gopi told, oh, he is Shyam, but not Shyam, like Krishna. Shyam, as Krishna was some black scholar, he was like that. And Krishna has given his garland, vanmala and silk, vastra and everything to him. So he was like Krishna. Gopi used to embrace tamal tree, also darkness and other things. But seeing Uddhav, they did not embrace. Why? Because Prem has some marchada. They cannot do like this. Then one told, oh, he is messenger of perhaps Shyam. He likes Shyam but not Shyam. And then, can you tell? You? Van Maharaj. Bol. Bol is for it. On your position. Bol, bol then. Say bol to strive karo. What we came after? Then you should do. You.
So say Uddha, Guru Maharaj said yesterday that Krishna sent Uddha to learn at the school of Prema. What is Prema? So when Uddha came, the gopis inquired from him like an entrance examination. The gopis said, we had pure love towards Krishna. Our Prema was not selfish in any way. And Krishna's love towards us was also Niswar, Nirmal, pure. His only desire was to please us, and our only desire was to please him. O Uddha, in this world, most of the prem that we see is selfish or swat. It is full of self-desire. Like a bird that stays in a tree. For how long? When he finishes the fruits, he never returns to the tree. The student, after taking lessons from the teacher, he never returns. A deer stays in the forest until the grass is still present, but when the grass is finished, the deer never returns. In the same way that a man enjoys a lady, then leaves her, or a bee enjoys a flower and never returns, or the subjects, the praja, leave a useless king. In the same way, most relations in this world are full of selfishness. But Uddhav, our prem towards Krishna was not like this, and Krishna's prem towards us was also not like that. Therefore, Uddhav, can you say, how did it break? How was this pure prem destroyed? Uddhav could not answer the question of the gopis. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said yesterday, Uddhav saw the University of Braj. He met with the principal, Srimati Radhika, and the heads of the department, Lalita and Vishakha. But Guru Maharaj said he could not even answer the first question. Just like when someone goes to enter an exam, the chowkidar or the doorkeeper asks some identification. Uddhav could not even pass that examination. What to speak of the higher teachings of the gopis. So at Uddhav Kedi, of course, Guru Maharaj says when he used to go, that place was full of kadamba trees. Guru Maharaj said this place is not made of blades of grass or dust or trees. This place is made of the tears of the gopis. So there at Uddhav Kedi, Uddhav revealed to the world the glories of Radhika's prema. If you look in the Bhagavatam, there are many different chapters which describe the glories of the gopis. For example, someone may say, the gopi Gita is very high, there is the separation mood of the gopis. But if we look in a neutral way, all different types of gopis spoke different verses of the gopi Gita. But the Brahma Gita comes only directly from the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, it's the topmost section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people think, oh, I will learn Sanskrit, then I can understand the Bhagavatam. But Uddhav, when he heard the words of the gopis, he couldn't understand anything that they were saying. Because the gopis are not speaking Sanskrit. The gopis Priti Bhasa, Samadhi Bhasa. Their language is full of prema of Krishna. Therefore, even Uddhava, such a direct disciple of Brihaspati, he could not understand the words of the gopis despite having such a vast knowledge, because Uddhava did not have the prema of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Damodar said, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Dastani, Akante Asraya Kore Chaitanya Charani. If you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot understand by mundane knowledge of Sanskrit or mundane intelligence. You can only understand by hearing from the mouth of a Vaishnava. Therefore, Uddhava saw Kwachit Gopi, one Gopi. Sri Sukadeva Goswami is not directly giving the name of Srimadi Radhika, but our acharyas have said that Gopi is none else but Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radha. Because Radharani's glories are given in a covered way. Guruji said, like a naked lady in the street, she is very ugly and disgusting. But when she covers herself with a very fine cloth, then she appears very attractive. In the same way, the topmost of Rasik Jans, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, has given the glories of Radhika in a covered way so that she appears even more attractive. One bumblebee, mistaking the lotus feet of Radhika for a fragrant flower.
Madhukarma Drishtva Dhyayanti Krishna Sangamam. What means Krishna Sangamam?
She saw one gopi, Dhyayanti Krishna Sangamam, who was remembering her previous association with Krishna.
She was thinking, now Krishna has gone to Madhukuri Mathura. Or there are so many Rajkumari very beautiful. Without lady, Krishna cannot be alone. He must be some connection with them, and then he can be so serious.
So in meditation, she was remembering all these things. Krishna is the topmost of debauchees. 1 minute he cannot stay without a lady. Remembering this mood, she remembered, he is Madhupatitava Bandhu, Maasti Sangam Sapatyam.
At the same time, Uddhava
approached
there. Very far difference.
And one bumblebee approached the feet of Radhika.
In what condition? Lying down on the lotus petal. And from separation mode, so much heat coming that all dried up, and they have given him so much chandan, and also that cross. Otherwise thinking, whether she is dead or alive. To know this, they took some cotton and kept here, and saw that some hot come. All alive. But at the same time, he saw that bamboo coming, and she became very angry that, still Krishna is with lady of Mathura, and then she began to Madhupati Baba Bandhu.
Srimati Radhika began to abuse that bumblebee, thinking this bumblebee is a messenger of Krishna. But if you think in another way, Radharani was also giving some words of advice to Uddhava. Radharani began to abuse, O Madhupakitava Bandhu Maspi Sangha Sapatyam, O crooked messenger of a crooked master. And Uddhava began, oh my God, is that me? She began to abuse that bumblebee, but really in an indirect way. Srimati Radhika was also giving a few words to Uddhava ji. Madhupakitava Bandhu, you are just, O crooked messenger of a crooked master, you are just like your master. Because a bumblebee is black and he makes a very nice sound. But when you try and make friendship with him, he stings you and causes pain. In the same way, we tried to make friendship with Krishna. We gave up everything for him, but he also did nothing but cause us suffering. Therefore, this bumblebee and Krishna have a relationship. They are of the same nature. Also, Madhupa. Krishna now has left Vrindavan. Therefore, he's become Lord of Madhupuri. Therefore, Madhupa Kitava Bandhu. Also, the Madhu, the bumblebee, his nature is to go from one flower to another flower to another flower. Taking the essence of each flower, he becomes intoxicated. And out of madness, that bumblebee goes to a flower which has no taste. Deva Srimati Radhika said, we have heard that Krishna had become so much intoxicated drinking the prem from the gopis. He went to Vrindavan, I went to Mathura in a complete state of intoxication. He went to a deformed hunchback called Kubja and made a relationship with her. Therefore, like a person who drinks too much madhu, becomes intoxicated and impure. In the same way, Srimati Radhika said, oh, crooked bumblebee, you have also become like your friend Krishna. Because you have a relationship with him, therefore you are also impure. Maspri Sangam Sapatnya. Don't touch my feet. How dare you come to me in such a condition? Then the bumblebee is, oh, what are you saying, Radhika? Yes, on your mustache you have some yellow, like kumkum. I know where that came from. Krishna there in Vrindavan. He's forgotten his relationship with Vrindavan.
Forget Mathura and Vrindavan here.
And he has now become thinking himself to be a Kshatriya. Therefore he is mixing with all the wives of the Vrishnis. Therefore, as Krishna embraces those ladies one after another, the kumkum, the makeup upon their bodies, goes on Krishna's garland. And rascal bumblebee, you have come from Krishna's flower garland, therefore that yellow color is the kumkum from the breasts of the ladies of Mathura. But that bumblebee is ready to oh Swamini, this is my natural color. But Radharani did not want to hear. How dare you come to me in such a contaminated state? Only a madman would send a mad messenger like you with six legs. How? Guru Maharaj says, a human is most intelligent because they have two legs. But a donkey, he is foolish because he has four legs. Then you can imagine how foolish is an animal like a bumblebee that has six legs. You are the topmost of fools, and the person who sent you is also a fool. Therefore, don't touch me. I'm not interested in hearing your pleasing words. Oh, maybe we are not so fools like Lakshmi. Lakshmi somehow has become cheated by the sweet words of Krishna. But bumblebee, we are not fools like Padma, like Lakshmi. Therefore, let Krishna go and let Lakshmi stay there with her, but we are not to be cheated by Krishna's words again. Therefore, obi iti kata puranam. You're telling us so much Krishna kata, but this is puranam. Puranam means Krishna's glories are given the Puranas. But Radhika says in this way, obi, you only know him for 3 or 4 days, but we don't only know that black. Actually, Radhika not saying black. Srimati Radhika saying asir. That person who is not white. Therefore, B, no need to give Krishna kata here. You only know him for 2 or 3 days, but we know that cheetah birth after birth. We heard from Purnamasi, not only is this black a cheetah, but actually all blacks are cheetahs. We heard in Chetiva there was one other black. His name was Ramachandra. He had the same characteristics of Krishna, being a debauchee. Ram was sent to the forest like sannyas. What type of sannyas was Ramachandra? He went with his wife. There you could imagine how much he was controlled by women. In the same way, Bali. Oh, and Ramachandra, he's so duplicitous. What did he do? He killed Bali, the monkey. That monkey had no fault. But Bali, like a coward, speared him from behind a tree. Ram, like a coward, speared Bali from behind a tree. Therefore, what to speak of that black doing that to his own devotees? What to speak of us? Also, there was another black. His name was Bhaman. He cheated his own devotee. Bali Maharaj. He came in a small, sweet form, like Krishna. Krishna appears very sweet, but you make friendships with him, you make any business dealings, he'll cheat you, just like he cheated his own devotee, Bali. Bhaman then came in a small form and said, O king, give me a donation of only 3 steps of land. I'm a brahmachari, I only need a little bit of land to do my bhajan. Then Bali is so much simple, he agreed. Bali Maharaj was so much simple, he agreed. But what did that black do, that non-white duplicitous person? He took, with 3 steps, he took the whole universe and bound his own devotee and pushed him into the hellish planets. Therefore Radhika says, O B, no need to speak the glories of Krishna here, we know him more than you. Then the B is saying, Krishna is so bad, then why do you keep speaking about him? And Radhika says, what can we do? We can give up Krishna, but we cannot give up Krishna kata. Therefore,
we can give up Krishna, even, but not Krishna kata. Then
Radhika said, how much we are fools We are just like a deer. The deer is enchanted by the sweet flute sounding of the hunter. But when he comes near, that hunter kills him, kills the deer mercilessly. Radhika said, we are also like a foolish deer. Hearing the sweet sound of Krishna's flute and seeing his enchanting smiling face, we came to make friendship, but instead he pierced us with his nails and caused us suffering. We gave up everything for him, and he gave up us. Therefore be no need to come and speak Krishna Katha to him. We have lost everything. Just like Guru Maharaj says in India, when a musician plays an instrument, that person is so much happy they take out 100 rupees or 500 rupees and give a donation. Therefore, Srimati Radhika said, foolish being, we lost everything. We gave up everything for Krishna. Therefore, we have no donation to give you here in Vrindavan. Better you go back to Mathura. And there the ladies who are very eager to hear Krishna Katha. Then they give you so much donation, but we cannot give you anything. In this way, Radhika, out of her man, was saying many, many strong words to Krishna. What is man? Someone may become astonished. What type of prem is this? So the Chiva Grandma used to say, we always hear the gopis abusing Krishna, but we never hear Krishna abusing the gopis. Therefore, someone may say, what type of prem is this? Very bad language they're using for Krishna. But Krishna says in Chaitanya Charamrita, when my beloved abuses me with strong language, Krishna says, that steals my heart. So Radhika, she is abusing Krishna, but how much she is attached to him. Therefore, that abuse of Radhika is not abuse. It's the topmost section of the Vedas. Therefore, Uddhava, at the end of hearing all these prayers of Radhika, he became completely astonished, and he prayed 6 verses to the feet of the gopis. Eta param tanupritam gopi buddha vadashu govinda eva nikalatmani guruda bhava vanchati yad bhava bhayo muniyam vajamscha kim brahma Kim Brahma Janma Sukha Kim? Anyway, the last one I forgot. But Brahmaji Uddhav prayed. Eta Paramrita Gopi Vadu Vadushu. How fortunate the gopis! Out of all those who have taken birth, only the gopis' lives were completely fortunate. Why? Govinda Eva Nikalatmi the Ruda Bhava. Because they have developed Ruda Bhava. Complete attraction to who? Govinda, the supreme person. To Govinda, the supreme person. That Banchati Babayo. Therefore, Uddhav, he is the topmost class of Paratur Bhakta. But he is saying the prem of the gopis is desired Banchito Yad Bhuvibayo by munis like me and others like Brahma and Shiva. But we are most unfortunate because we cannot achieve it. Therefore, what is the use of even taking birth, Brahma Janma? Even as a Brahmana? But what's the use of even taking birth as Jagadguru Brahma if one is cheated of hearing the glories of the gopis? Would have continued to pray.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
I told in brief previous so much. When Radhika was relating that bumblebee, that is Uddhav, then for a moment he went here and there. Then Radhika, he was Krishna messenger. I never gave any affection to him. Only very rough words I used, I did wrong. And then came again he came. Yesak Punarada. Oh, very good, you have returned. Krishna has sent you. Krishna is some affection to us. Oh, what do you want, really? What your master wants? Then he began to do, sing something. And then, you want that we should go to Vrindavan and Mathura? They are talking and we will be there. Oh, it is quite impossible. Dushtar Dhanda Parsham.
He cannot give up Mathura Raj Kumari or even that Lakshmi in the form of golden line. So we cannot adjust that any other ladies will be there and we will be also there. Oh Madhukar, Krishna has returned from his Gurukul to Mathura. When he will come? Whether he remembers his father, mother, his friends, Subhav, Siddham, Madhumangala and all others, even other Bhajavas. He remembers Govardhan, Giriraj, Jamuna, Pulin and other things. Anyhow, whether he remembers us, that Gopi cannot make a good garland like you. Our Gopis very much qualified. They used to give me also beautiful garlands and so on. Anyway, Kvachita Prasad Patha, Na Kinkari Nam Griniti, Bhujapal Kursubandham, Buddhasya, Adhasya, oh Krishna, when he will come? And he will give you this abhay, hands on our head, that never be separation again. And telling this, Srimati Radhika, again, and then Uddhav goes, oh, you young, Shma Puranatha, Bhakto Loh Pudita. You are worshipped by all whole world, universe. You have such wonderful love and affection in Vasudeva Krishna. Sadatma Bhava Adhikrito Bhakti Nama Dhukkhavya. You have attracted Krishna in all respects. He cannot go for a second from you here and there. Always with you, whether you know or not, but he is always with you. Virahena Mahabhaga Mahanmiyam Ashur Shaw Vatsaprasanna. There is no comparison in the whole world, in any epics or history or anywhere, as you have love for Krishna. Oh, I have brought some priya sandesh, some, and he began to tell all these things. Hearing this, their mood was so high, separation, and they began to tell, hey Nath, hey Ramana, Brajanatha Tinasana, Madhvam Buddhara Govinda, Gokulam Vijinda. Whole pleasure is burning in the separation mode of Krishna. Please come, hey Nath, hey Ramana, hey Brajanatha Tinasana. Only you can pacify. Why not? And then, seeing this love and affection, Srimati Radhika became friend, and then Uddhav began to pray all the gopis with Radhika. Eta param tanuto bhurgopabadho govinda eva nikhilatmani rudha bhava Banchanti Yadabhava Dhyo Munayo Bhayanja. In Brahma Janmani Ananta Kathara. Oh, in this world
the birth of gopis is successful. One is gopi. And that is why gopi are there. Vrindavan is also very glorious. Govinda, Nikhilatmani, he is the soul of whole universe, whole living entity in all Brahmand here and there. But Gopis has a root form. Sneha, Man, Pranay, then Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, then the Rub, Ati Rub Bhav. That is Madanatha Bhav, Divya Unvaad, Vatshanti. All wants this, desire this. We, all the munis, what is the use of Brahma being Brahma, Brahma Janma? Where is no Ananta Rasa Katha like Gopis? Where Gopin will sit together, they will glorify Krishna in love and affection, in separation mood of the union. Komaastriyo Vanachari Vyavichara Dushta Krishnecha Vais Paramatmani Rudha Bhava Nanestarol Bhajato Vidiso Pisakchat Shreyastamoti Avataraji Vokyamita. Oh, well, these worldly ladies, they are not chaste. Only gopis are chaste. Only one love for Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna. They don't know others. Nayam siyo aungo guntsan tanate pasada sabjo sitan narin gandha kuto anna alato sabe rasya bulgandha gandha takantha labdasi sangyo dugat vrjabhalla vinyan. Oh, nayam siyo u mitan tarate prasada sarjosita nalina gandha kuto. Even Sri Lakshmi, more than that, Satyabhama Rukmani and others, they are also. They did not receive Mahaprasad from Krishna as gopis. What to tell Nami Ganda Bhuchan, that is those who are the wives of Banu Deva and others. Rasottave, in Rasottav, Krishna gave his hand in the neck of gopi. Don't give up me, otherwise I cannot die, I may survive myself. So gave his hand. And then, Asamaho Sarnare Visamaham Syam Vrindavane Kimat Gulmalatau Sadhinam Vyadustajan Svajan Adipatan Chahitva Bheje Mukunda Padavim Shuti Bhim Rivetya Asamaho Sarnare Visamaham. Oh, I will be so fortunate if I will be a blade of cloth. That, how can I will have the blade, the feet dust of gopis, if they will go to Avisar, and at that time, they will keep their feet on that grass, and then I will be so fortunate. That is why in Vrindavan, Uddhava Kunda, he used to bear there, and as a grass, so many lights and life, so many grasses are there, they are all Uddhava life. He is still praying the love and affection of gopis. Jyadhustadam sajanartipatam chahitvatana Jyabai siyakit ajadimi aptakamai
Yogeshwara Yagapi Yadatma Nirata Gushta. Oh, how fortunate Gopi! Sri Archita, Arya, Brahma another, Devasit Sri. Father Gopal but Lakshmi Kumar. But what is in Raj, they took the lotus feet of Krishna on their breast and they pacified Krishna. Thus, and then he began to tell Naparayam Nirvadisham. I cannot repay you for life and life. Thus, Bande Nanda Praja Iskrinam Pad Renu Mafitna Sarjasam Hari Patodhita Kunat Bhuratva. Then he began to pray in the love Bande Nanda Praja Iskrinam and praying the lotus feet of dust of the Nanda Praja. Only one dust, you can think that what will be the which will be the only one dust, lotus feet of Radhika. Jatam Hari Kapo Udvit Punat Bhunat. What Hari Kadha came? Sweet pastimes of the Krishna and their separation, no. That those who were here, whole world will be purified by that. In brief, he glorified. Gopis pray. Radhika is Antaranga, Swarup Shakti. And her manifestations are all Gopi. Not worldly. Their love and affection is transcendental. If you will hear, anyone will hear with great faith, strong faith, this Harikatha will come and they will bring Radha and Krishna in our heart. That is why, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira with Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar used to hear all these three pastimes of Krishna and what symptoms used to come in his body, you know. Sometimes like kurma, tortoise, sometimes like this, that. So now, in brief, we have finished our class. Glorifying Gopi's prayer. I think that if you will remember all these three pastimes, your life will be successful. Depend on Krishna. Depend. At least Saranagati, that Krishna for Rakshati. Any person cannot do. Anyhow, so depend on Krishna. Don't depend on anyone. And be like Ganga Mata Thakurani last year, last night. And there are so many. And thus, make your life successful. Go Premanande.
Hare Krishna, after five sacrifices, who has collected alms for Gurudev, they can come and offer to Siddha Gurudev, Hare Krishna. And today, Siddha Gurudev has given me only initiation. Now Gurudev will announce his spiritual name. Tiyanta Phailiya. Stand up please.
From who? Oh, it is Parabhu. Taruni Devi ki jai.
My devotees can come, who collected all of Prasila Gurudev and come and offer Prasila Gurudev.
You also give cake.
Oh, Prabhu. Vajinavananda Prabhu.
You should come and do it.